From WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And this is Deemable Tech, episode 76. Oh, sweet Internet Explorer, go gently into that good night. Or, parting with Bing is such sweet sorrow.
The Deemable Tech podcast is brought to you by A Small Orange, homegrown hosting. A refreshingly different approach to web hosting on the web at asmallorange.com.
Hey guys, don't forget to check us out on Reddit. That is reddit.com/r/deemable or deemable.com/reddit. You can vote for which stories you think we should talk about on this show and submit stories of your own. Please do that.
All right, let's get right into the big stories in the tech world for this week. Here is this week's rundown. So, you may have heard of the latest version of Windows that Microsoft is working on releasing later this summer.
I've heard of it.
If you haven't heard of it, it's called Windows 10. Now, if you're wondering to yourself, why is it called Windows 10 instead of, you know, Windows 9? It's because of a little coding shortcut where programmers refer to Windows 95 and Windows 98 as, you guessed it, Windows 9. Well, it turns out that Windows 10 is going to be free for everyone.
Everyone.
Well, almost everyone.
Oh.
Terry Myerson, Microsoft's Windows chief, told Reuters, "We are upgrading all qualified PCs, genuine and non-genuine, to Windows 10. So that means as long as you have a computer running Windows 7 or Windows 8 or 8.1, you can install 10 on your computer at no charge, even if you stole the version that's on your computer right now."
Huh. Yeah, well, that kind of makes me mad that I paid for the version that's on my computer right now.
Me too. Yeah, I've got Windows 8 on my computer, and I paid for it. But yeah, so basically, this is a big deal. It's the first time that Windows is ever giving away their operating system for free, period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about it's going to be free for everybody, even if you have a pirated version of Windows on your computer.
Hmm. Wait, you just said it wasn't free for everybody. So who is this not free for?
Well, it's not free for anybody running Windows Vista or Windows XP. You have to have a computer running at least Windows 7.
Okay.
Because if it's not running Windows 7, it probably won't run Windows 10.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
So. Now, Sean, you had a theory about why it's called Windows 10. You weren't quite sure it was because of the coding thing.
Yeah, I actually had no idea that they did that. Windows 9, I had no idea. I thought it was because Windows 7, 8, 9.
Okay, anyways, back to the news. So this is a big deal. Comparing it to what happened with Apple, you know, back in 2013, Apple decided to stop charging for upgrades with Mavericks when Mavericks came out. And that was pretty huge because Apple had always charged for upgrades. It was less. It was like more like $20 range. It wasn't quite as much. But they went to free. And I think that this is kind of Microsoft's reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had to figure out a way to compete more, because with Apple just giving it away for free.
Well, I think it's not just Apple, though. I mean, there's this whole web ecosystem with Google and all those guys, and the thing they do now is they release updates so fast and so frequently.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's true.
And it feels like these old style companies like Microsoft and Apple, like, they're almost left behind because they release something once every 2 years. You know. And that seems uncool now.
My biggest thing, and I complained about this before it was really relevant, was that, you know, we don't pay for upgrades on other operating systems. Like, my microwave doesn't, I don't have to pay for an upgrade for my microwave operating system.
Does your microwave get upgrades?
It doesn't, it actually doesn't get upgrades. I didn't think about it like that. But it does have an operating system.
Well, presumably.
It's got a computer in it. But yeah, I mean, we are used to, though, getting updates to our operating systems, like our phones, like Android and iOS, for free until they can't be upgraded anymore. But one of the biggest things that motivated this, they say, is because only one out of every 10 users in China actually has a legitimate version of Windows on their computer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Definitely.
Yeah. And the problem is, when you have pirated software on your computer, which you buy a computer from a third-party seller, it could have a pirated version of Windows on it.
Yeah.
it makes a bad experience for the customer,
mm-hmm.
and they don't blame the person who pirated the software and put it on the computer. They blame Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, I paid for this. It should work.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my fault. This is your fault. So all the hate is going to the wrong people, which Microsoft is used to that, dealing with, you know, the people who,
that's true.
When they bought Minecraft, that was the same thing happening with Minecraft. People were yelling at Minecraft for all the servers that they were being charged thousands of dollars for ridiculous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Minecraft's like, hey, we didn't do that. So maybe that's why it was an easy buy for them to buy Minecraft.
Maybe. Yeah, they're used to the hate. You know, another thing, too, that I think this is a win for Microsoft is because... look at, you know, when they tried to retire Windows XP, it was this huge process. Like a third of all computers everywhere ran Windows XP, and people hung on to it for 12 years.
Sure.
And yada, yada. Like, Microsoft's dream world is the world where everybody runs the latest Windows.
Oh, yeah.
How do they get there? Make Windows free.
Well, and that's a big thing that Apple brags about, is mm-hmm. how most of the computers out there are running the latest version of Mac OS, the latest version of iOS.
Mm-hmm.
They're always comparing it to Android and comparing it to Windows, saying, look, everybody's on the latest version over here. Well, of course they are. You give it away for free.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. Was Microsoft not making a lot of money on Windows? Like, where does most of Microsoft's revenue come from?
Microsoft makes most of their money off businesses. They make bank by selling stuff like server software and database software and all this kind of stuff to the businesses. So enterprise users, as they call them, are their cash cow.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of money there.
Okay.
But, you know, Microsoft is used to being beaten up on for some of their brands.
That's true. And one of their most least beloved, I should say, brands is coming to an end. Microsoft confirmed this week that Internet Explorer, the browser, will not be the primary web browser in Windows 10. Yes, the venerable Internet Explorer, which has been a part of Windows since Windows 95, is being put out to pasture.
Yay!
Now it will still ship with the next version of Microsoft's operating system, but this is mostly for backwards compatibility reasons.
Mm.
They have a new browser, which they are codenaming Project Spartan, and this will be the new flagship browser. And they haven't given Project Spartan a real name yet, but Microsoft says that it will not use the Internet Explorer branding, so... Microsoft's next browser is not Internet Explorer.
I read a survey that surprised me. They tested several brand names,
mm-hmm.
and they put Microsoft in front of some of the brands,
mm-hmm.
and they put Internet Explorer in front of some of the brands, or IE mm-hmm. in front of the brands. And overwhelmingly, Internet Explorer and IE were toward the bottom of what people liked. Like, those always came ranked down really low. But the Microsoft blank or Microsoft, you know, XYZ, whatever, those actually ranked higher than just the name by itself. Which I've always wondered why they thought, you know, put Microsoft before the name of their new products, because I don't like the Microsoft name personally. Yeah. It has negative connotations to me.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. Apparently the Microsoft brand is really strong.
Interesting.
That's, you know. I think of like the Windows phone. Like, who buys that? But yeah.
What do you think the odds are that the name of the browser will be Microsoft Browser?
Oh, that'd be the worst.
I know, but this is Microsoft we're talking about. They could do something like that. Or Windows Browser.
I really hope that they go with Internet Discoverer, like some other noun.
Well, the point is, it's going to be a super boring name.
Knowing Microsoft, it's going to be a really long name.
Yeah,
it's going to be a really long name that is repetitively redundant, and it's just going to be like, why did you come up with that? I mean, remember Windows Phone Series 7?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Microsoft Windows Phone Series 7 phone. It's like, it was 7 words long or something.
It'll be Microsoft Internet Web Seeker for Windows 10, version 1.
That's solid. I like that. Yeah.
Web Seeker. That's not bad.
Web Seeker.
Now, can you like volunteer a name if you have a name for the new internet or web browser for Microsoft?
Sure. Yeah.
Can you send it to him?
Yeah.
Send that to Bill Gates at Microsoft.com. He'll pass it right on.
Now, do you have an idea, Ray? Is that where you're at?
No, I have no clue.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, we would love to hear your suggestions here at DMable Tech.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, why don't you jump on our Reddit? And post it there.
Start a thread up of suggestions for Microsoft's new web browser.
I have one.
What's that?
Firefox.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nope. That doesn't take...
How about Opera?
No, but rock musical might work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. What about like Chrome?
No.
Safari?
Shiny. Actually, Shiny would work. All the Firefly fans would like that.
Netscape.
Oh, nope. These are all. Well,
when you really think about it, what they're
trying to do, guys, what
they're trying to do is put America online. Why don't we just go with?
These are the worst jokes ever.
No,
our subscriber base just went.
We do. Let's be transparent here. It's about 10 o'clock at night when we're recording this. So
yeah, it is.
We apologize.
Seems really funny.
We're tired.
But we recommend you listen to all our podcasts at 10 o'clock at night
or later.
Yeah, later is better.
You know, after a day of no sleep, that works too.
Maybe you've had a couple beers.
Yeah, you know. Those will work. Yep.
But don't drive, kids. Don't listen and drive.
All right, let's move on. There was another story this week. It's not Microsoft related. But it is another big technology brand. It's Nintendo.
All right.
After years of speculation, Nintendo is moving into the mobile game market.
What?
Yes, they are. They announced this week that they have partnered with this big Japanese mobile game maker called, I believe it's DNA. Oh. It's capital D, little E, capital N-A.
I see what they did there.
Yeah, so they partnered with them to, quote, develop and operate new game apps based on Nintendo's intellectual property, including its iconic game characters for smart devices.
Oh.
Yeah, they were...
I see where you're going with
this. They were quick to point out that their primary focus will still be their game consoles like the Wii U and the 3DS, and that these new mobile apps are intended to complement and not replace those systems.
Okay.
In the same announcement, a Nintendo president, I'm going to get this wrong, Satoru Iwata.
That sounds good.
Said that a new console, codenamed NX, is in development, and they're going to release some stuff about that next year, apparently.
Oh.
Unfortunately for everyone out there, including me, hoping that this would mean we'd be able to play some classic Nintendo games like Mario or Zelda games on our devices.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
Nintendo.
They said that they have no plans to do direct ports of console games to mobile devices. and he cited the President Iwata. Cited differences between dedicated controllers for consoles and touchscreens as the reason.
You know what I say to that? There are controllers for iOS. There are controllers for Android.
Yeah.
I play Sonic the Hedgehog on my iPhone with the controller all the time. Sega released it. You can do it too. It's almost exactly like the Nintendo... the controllers, and there's that's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I would love to see those old games be ported, but if they could come up with a new Mario or Zelda game that runs on Android, I would also be happy with this.
Yeah, I have a feeling that we're probably just gonna get mobile games that have Mario in them.
What I don't want to see is I don't want to get like Mario Pinball.
Yeah. Well, it'll be like Mario in endless running game.
Yeah, I was
like
going to say Mario Temple Run.
Yeah, Temple Run.
You're going to have like Spider-Man. Actually, I really enjoy Spider-Man Unlimited, which is a endless running game.
Yeah, except it actually was terrible on Android. The controls are incredibly unresponsible. Unresponsive and irresponsible. I just have to say.
Spider-Man needs to get a job.
I know. What does he do all day? Oh, wait, he's a newspaper.
Pay your bills, Spider-Man. unresponsive.
Yes.
And you're on a Samsung 5?
No, I'm on a Moto X, dude.
Oh, that's right. You got a Moto X.
Right,
you
right.
had a 4, X. right?
I had a 3.
I don't even keep track of it. what iPhone do I have?
You have a 6.
No, I have a 5S.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd upgrade it.
There we go.
What smartphone do I have?
The Nokia of 3390.
No.
Which isn't a smartphone, so it's a trick question.
Yes. I have no smartphone. But this does make me sad because when I first saw the headline, I was like, oh, yes, I'm going to be able to play, Link to the Past on
that'd be so great.
On my iPad mini or something like that.
Oh, man.
But no, we'll probably get like a Kirby Candy Crush game.
Oh, that's horrible.
Or something like that. And I guess DNA, the big mobile game company that they partnered with, they do a lot of free-to-play, kind of ad-supported microtransaction games where you have to pay for added content and stuff like that.
I will
jump in on Nintendo's behalf here and say this is probably the right way to go. You know, they have an incredibly valuable intellectual property.
Yeah.
That I'm sure people would love to play games with those characters. Using the Sega example again, actually, Sonic's Endless Runner is terrible. I hate it. I've tried playing it.
Yeah.
It's just boring and not fun at all. So hopefully they won't try to just completely suck the energy and life out of the character, and they'll actually develop good games, which I think Marvel has done a great job with Spider-Man. It's a really fun game, regardless of the fact that it's Spider-Man. But Nintendo's being smart. They're letting DNA do the work. They're not doing it themselves. They're using a company that already has a lot of experience doing this. And that's a nice way for them to kind of dip their toes in the water and see how this goes. Now, you know, if they're very successful, they'll probably kick DNA to the curb, or they'll buy them, you know, one or the other.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's a smart move. Again, it's going to come down to, are they just going to misuse the intellectual property and make ports of stupid, you know, games that are already out there? Or are they going to come up with creative stuff that changes, you know, that's really exciting, not just because it's Mario and Peach?
Yeah. My question was, why did it take so long?
Yeah, they should have done this like 3 or 5 years ago, easily. It feels like they were just sitting on their butts with this.
Nintendo's a strange company. Like, they are so innovative in some ways. Sometimes they're so innovative that people don't even know what to do with their product. And then there's other things where it's just like they are light years behind, you know? I mean, they still, even the Wii U, apparently, like, the internet, the network connectivity is just terrible. Like, you know, every other console now has, you know, flawless ability to get online, do multiplayer. And, I mean, I think Wii U people are still exchanging 16-digit friend codes.
Yeah, they did announce, as part of this, like a new kind of internet community-type thing to go along with everything. They used to have something, which I can't remember the name of, like Nintendo Club or something like that.
Yeah, Club Nintendo, I think.
Yeah, that's what it was, which they did away with, I guess, pretty recently. And this will come in and replace that, and it will be kind of across all of these different devices. It will be on your console. It'll also be on your mobile device and everything. Yeah, I mean, the Wii U, it's still, like, you know, the least selling out of all the big consoles out there.
Just creeping along.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear them saying, hey, we're working on another console, because they desperately need to.
Interesting, though, Australian video game retailer EB Games is already taking pre-orders.
Oh, well, there you go.
For NX? For a console that doesn't exist.
It doesn't even have a name. It's still codenamed the NX. But yeah, they're actually take a $10 Australian deposit, and you can sign up now.
Put your Australian dollars down.
I wonder if they would ship it to the U.S., Oh, that was one thing I was going to say. You know, Nintendo, at least in the past, and I don't know if they've done it as much recently, but they did a lot of, there's a Japanese version and the American version, and they would have different features, and they wouldn't do things. Because it's DNA, which doesn't have a really strong presence in the U.S. app market, I wonder if they're going to do Japanese stuff, and they might come out to the U.S., or maybe not.
Well, the thing is, I mean, presumably they're going to put it on either the, you know, App Store or the Google Play Market or both. And those aren't segmented geographically.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Especially the iOS app market.
I don't think Google Play is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are only available in the U.S. And some are available in other countries.
Okay.
Because that was a big thing when the App Store rolled out. It was only for the U.S., even though the iPhone was in other markets. And they slowly rolled it out to all the countries. And then after a while, they were still selling in some countries where you couldn't get you couldn't use the App Store.
Yeah.
Now we're talking like back, you know, iPhone sure. 4 days, but yeah, no, that's definitely a thing. They can get it where you don't have it anymore or in other countries. So, well, do we have anything else?
No, I think that's what we got for today.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you have a suggestion or you just have a comment for the show, give us a call or leave us a voicemail. It's 1-888-972-9868. Or, you know, you can send us an email to feedback@deemable.com if you have one of those name suggestions for the new version of web browser for Microsoft. And don't forget, help us decide what stories we talk about on the show. Go to our subreddit page and submit a story and vote other stories up or down. It's deemable.com/reddit. I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And this is Deemable Tech.
Osla, 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 yup.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Save it.
It's got to be.
You can finish the Sparties.
This has been a production of WJCT Public Broadcasting. To find out more, visit us online at wjct.org.